Please read item 984.
Authorize contracts as required with 22 service firms for on-call architecture and engineering services to support implementation of the Transportation Capital Improvement Program for a combined total not to exceed $5,500,000.
Mr. Novick?
It's my understanding that this solicitation took a unique approach by starting a pilot project coordinated with procurement services with the express intention of increasing MWESB utilization percentages. And I'll turn it over to the team to explain how that went.
Good morning. My name is Steve Townsend. I'm the Chief Engineer for Transportation. And Maurice and also, I'm spacing your name, Christine. It's one of those mornings. I need some caffeine. We'll be talking on this program that we did in coordination with purchasing to try to increase our MWESB participation on our on-call services. On-call services are exactly what they sound like. We have the eight areas that we're covering include things such as structural, traffic design, geotechnical. And so when situations arise or projects arise that we don't have the resources in-house to be able to do the work, we look to utilize these contracts. Examples of some of these are like very generously this last year, Transportation received general fund one-time money, and then we used these on-call contracts to do the safety design projects on 122nd, the paving work on Southwest Oak, and others as well. So these are a great way for us to help balance out our workload as needed. So in this, when work comes up in a specific area, say structural, what it is we go through the contracts, the first one on the list, we'd work with them on getting them on board and doing the work, and then it's on a rotation through each of these different sections. And with that, I'm going to pass this off to Christine.
Thank you, Steve. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. So this solicitation took a unique approach by starting a pilot project coordinated with our office and with the express intention of increasing MWESB utilization percentages. Typically, on these types of on-call contracts, the prime consultants submit a proposal listing the consultants they might use for the then unknown task orders or work orders, with the actual MWESB usage varying depending on when the task orders are issued. Under this pilot project, the prime consultants will provide a list of proposed subconsultants per task order. We feel this will allow for greater MWESB participation as the work is tailored to the specific project when the task order is negotiated. When negotiating each task order, the city will have the option to move to the next consultant in line if appropriate MWESB participation cannot be met on that original task order. So during this RFP process, all the consultants that are listed in the ordinance have committed to an overall 20% MWESB utilization. And as Maurice will mention, there was a great effort put forward on outreach for this pilot project. In addition, PBOT has an overall 47.75% MWESB participation for this last fiscal 15-16 year. I'll turn it over to Maurice.
Thank you, Christine. Maurice Henderson, Assistant Director of PBOT. During this round of contracts, as Steve and Christine are alluding to, we did a great deal of outreach and work. As part of that $5.5 million that will be awarded to the 22 contracts, $1.25 million is actually going to MBE and WBE firms, and that breakdown is actually about $950,000 for minority-owned businesses, and I think it's around $300,000 for women-owned businesses, and some of those are actually ESBs as well. Because all the contractors demonstrated a 20% utilization of the MWESB subs, the total dollar going to subcontracting MWESB firms will eventually be even higher than that, potentially. This solicitation was originally let out. We ended up not having as many bidders the first time around, so we did some rework because we wanted to make sure that there was a substantial turnout for this. And ended up with, I believe, on the second round for the 22 total contracts, six are going directly to MWESB firms. That's a total of 27% of the contract award, which was a great turnout for us. This solicitation was substantially different with the 20% requirement for those subs. The other aspect that we feel deserves notice is that we are bringing compliance to the front end of the process, as Christine mentioned, whereby the bureau director, or in our case, her designee, needs to review and approve the MWESB participation percentages prior to the actual task order being executed. It is in the unlikely event that we cannot meet that 20% target, which is now a floor, there will be greater due diligence done on the why and why it won't happen, and we'll be able to deal with the task order as needed. In terms of the outreach, because I think that's something that's important in terms of the approach that we took, we started with working with Christine's group, her city supplier, diversity coordinator, on devising a plan, sent out emails, made phone calls and other overtures to MWESB firms in the state database that were registered. We sent it out to about 70 firms. We then had a meeting with OAMI around March of this year. At that meeting, there were 13 contractors there. Many of them were MWESBs. A few days later, we ended up with solicitations of about 46 proposals that came through, 10 of which were MWSB certified firms. And as I mentioned, six of the 22 contracts were awarded to MWESB firms. So we're really happy with the turnout. Clearly, there's a lot more work to do, but Commissioner Fritz, as one of the first meetings you and I had when I came here to the city last year, we made a commitment at PBOT, and under Commissioner Novick's leadership and Leah's guidance, we've shown some real results. And I think that this pilot project and this partnership with Procurement Services is just another great step for us. And as Christine mentioned, this past fiscal year, we saw a jump from 33% participation on our PTE work to a 47%, almost 48% utilization of MWESB firms. So I think that shows that PBOT and our work with the community on this is something that we should be really proud of.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Any further questions? Okay, thank you. Let's see if anybody wants to testify on item 984. Okay, seeing none, it's an emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Novick?
Really appreciate all the work by Steve and Christine and Maurice and Alyssa and the whole team on this, and I really appreciate Commissioner Fritz for spurring us on to do a better job of getting higher MWSB utilization. So thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
This is an example of the council as a whole and individually as administrators of our bureaus have been encouraging staff to try some innovative things to increase the participation, and I'm very, very pleased that everyone from Commissioner Novick on through Director Treat and Maurice and all of you have done just a great brainstorming of how can we increase our minority women and emerging small business participation in some very large contracts. So thank you very, very much for doing this, and it's hopefully going to be an example of how we can spread this to other bureaus, and I'm sure I'm going to be very happy about the outcome. Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
I think I speak for all my colleagues when I say that when we originally planned this hearing, we came with deep skepticism, a string of tough questions, and a lot of reservations about this initiative. And then, of course, the mayor-elect announced that Maurice was going to be the chief of staff. So let me be the first to say, splendidly done. Wonderful work. And seriously, though, to my colleagues, thank you for your leadership on this. And what I'm hearing, if I'm listening carefully, is that since we have these on-call contracts for services with all the bureaus, what you're really piloting is a way to intentionally boost those numbers, because they have not always been as good as they should be. And we look forward in the utilities to learning the lessons from your experience. So the next time we bring an on-call service contract to council, that maybe we boost our participation numbers as well. So thank you for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Yeah, this is great work, and let's hope it's very successful in utilizing, not only getting our work done that we need, but utilizing more minority women and emerging small businesses. So great job. Aye. The ordinance is approved.
Thank you.
Could please read.